this morning. I've been lying in bed, and I've been thinking about you, and I've been craving a soft, sensual touch. I've been craving your kisses, I've been craving your skin. Missing you, missing the feeling of you being next to me, missing the little dip in the mattress when I turn over that sort of half rolls me towards you, missing the feeling of your feet tied up with mine just 4 o'clock in the morning, missing snuffle a little bit in your sleep. I'm missing how relaxed and comforting that makes me feel. Missing the way that sometimes I'll wake up in the morning and you've snuggled right up next to me, your knees behind mine, your arms wrapped around me, one over my side. Stomach feels under the palm of my hand. switch from lying there and enjoying yourself and watching me and smiling, when you shift from that into just switching off and experiencing, no longer really watching me, just feeling, just laying back and allowing me to run my hands and my nose over your body, to let me run both hands down the whole length of your leg, and now my fingers contour around the back of your knees, while my thumbs over your kneecaps, just feeling the differences, just feeling the curves and the hard bits and the bony bits and the soft bits and the dips and the gaps and the joints, just learning you, just studying you, seeing you, knowing you. And I know that I love the different textures of you, and I love them on the palm of my hands and my cheeks, and there's a beautiful sense of comfort that I don't worry what you'll think. Sensation and knowing how amazing it feels on my body to have yours here with me, to have yours so wonderfully available for me to explore, to touch, to kiss, to taste, to smell, to love. Every part of you. And now you might smile a little when I lift your arm so that I can get to the underneath of your elbow, or how I move your leg to see how differently your hips feel when they're slightly further apart. And how the slight change, change in texture from the middle of your thigh to the inside of your thigh to the outside of your thigh, and how differently that feels on the backs of my fingers. Being able to take my time to not move in any pattern, to not think how I'm gonna start at your toes and work my way up through everything to your fingernails, to the crown of your head, how I just touch what I feel and what I see and what I want and what I miss and where I fall. And there's no agenda, there's no pressure, there's no, oh, but touch this bit, please. You just wonder and marvel at how much impression of yourself with the bits of you that you feel. Don't look as sexy, don't look as toned, don't look as slim, don't look as muscular, don't look as smooth as you think people want them to be, as you think I want them to be. And I love the way, at least I hope, that this can reinforce how when I tell you that I think every part of you is incredible, that I think every part of you is beautiful, that I love every little bit of your body, that I mean it so wholeheartedly, that I don't want you to be a picture of societal perfection and body sculpture. Because then it's not you. I love it when you have your muscles a little modified and I can feel those changes. I can feel the dips around where the muscle begins and ends when you flex it, when you relax it. I love that. But I love it when you don't. I love it when I can't tell where a particular muscle is, but it's your arm. When I can feel how your arm moves and where your skin moves and where the folds sit. And I love it when your stomach is soft. I love it when it moves under my hand. I love it when I can kiss around it and take a long time. And I love it when you have your toned and hard and solid bits. When I can push and I feel you pushing back. That there's resistance and there's solidity and firmness. I love that too. And what I haven't mentioned yet, because it's possibly less appreciation for you and more indulgence for me, is your neck and your shoulders. And now I can just lose my lips in those curves, running my chin and my cheeks up from your shoulders, up over your collarbones, up the curve of your neck, to the little angle, the back of your jaw by your ear, and how my nose can fit nicely in that little dip. spend time doing that we love, that we enjoy, that we have to ourselves, and we have so many other people that we care about, that we spend time with, that we talk to, that we care about, that we kiss, that we love, that we hold, that we see, that whilst we know that and that makes us who we are individually, and even in this moment we know that this is just a moment. But by God, is it a moment that I love? By God, is it a moment that I care for, that I cherish, that I wish for, that I miss, that I long for? Because it just, oh God, it just makes me so thankful for the present moment. It makes me so incredibly humble that I can have these little pockets of intimacy with you. Because that intimacy feeds me. That connection gives me fuel and hope. And as I lie here in my bed, my skin covered in goosebumps, though I haven't moved, I've just been laying still. Tears genuinely rolling down my cheeks. I love this feeling, though it's bittersweet, because I'm imagining that connection and the intimacy, and I love that, and it's warm. And it's wonderful, and it's, oh, it's so beautiful. There's such grace in that experience. But I'm also aware that that's a longing right now. That's a desire right now. That's a hope right now. That's something I miss. It's something I'm craving. It's something that I don't have right now. Because I'm here in my bed. Just me. So there's a sadness. There's a melancholy. Ache that feels damp, feels heavy. But that I know, and I feel so light in the knowledge that I know what that feels. And even though it's been so long, and it may be so much longer yet, you might feel so completely different the next time I can touch you. You might feel like a new person, physically and otherwise, because gosh, do our experiences change us, and this global experience, I think, will change every single one of us. So perhaps when we meet, we will meet almost as new people, as new humans, as new beings, as new souls that need to completely relearn how to connect with one another. And actually, whilst maybe that's daunting because maybe there was a comfort in the knowledge change and reassurance of what was there. There's an excitement in discovery. There's a wonder in exploration. I can't